AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pope Francis is in a Rome hospital. Ed Donahue has details.
The Vatican says the Pope will be at the Gemelli Hospital for several days with a respiratory infection. He's had difficulty breathing over the last few days. A Vatican spokesman says the Pope does not have the coronavirus. The 86-year-old had part of one lung removed when he was young. Francis spent 10 days in the same hospital in 2021 to have part of his colon removed. The hospitalization comes days before the start of Holy Week in the Catholic Church, leading up to Easter. President Biden told reporters at the White House he's learned of Francis's health problems and said he was concerned about his dear friend. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an AP interview, is warning a Russian victory in Bakhmut would be a publicity coup for Vladimir Putin.
He will sell this victory. He will sell this victory to West, to his society, to China, to Iran, to all the countries.
Meantime, the head of the UN's Atomic Energy Watchdog is warning fighting has increased around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. In this country, the Senate has voted to repeal the 2003 authorization that greenlighted the invasion of Iraq. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
War powers belong in the hands of Congress. And so we have an obligation to prevent future presidents from exploiting these AUMFs to bumble us into a new Middle East conflict.
The measure goes to the House next. The Manhattan grand jury considering the hush money case involving former President Trump is scheduled to consider other matters next week before taking a two-week break.
That hiatus in the Trump grand jury proceedings is according to a person familiar with the matter, speaking on condition of anonymity, and means a vote on whether or not to indict the former president likely wouldn't come until late April at the earliest. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Food and Drug Administration has approved selling the overdose-reversing drug naloxone without a prescription. Dr. Michael Champeau, president of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
It is not a treatment for the opioid epidemic, but it does prevent, treatment with naloxone will prevent the most tragic consequences of the opioid epidemic, namely these deaths from what are generally respiratory arrests. People just stop breathing.
And he says over-the-counter sales will have an immediate impact.
The drug is so remarkably effective, and it works just dramatically quickly, that we will, I think we'll see a fall off in the number of deaths due to opioid overdoses around the country.
Again, Dr. Michael Champeau of the American Society of Anesthesiologists. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.